129th year of the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo to do just that. Report brought to you by Horton Tree Service and Ellis Equipment Company. Well, as we said, and you're going to hear more from them, the Cody family is having a pretty good morning. They certainly did on Saturday, and after the hand was raised up high as the grand champion was signified as White Castle, raised by Cayman Cody out of Toller, Texas, right there. And then Saturday morning, the auction.
Now 550. It just keeps going up, Josh. 550,000.
Were shot the steer on the floor. And it wasn't a Hillwood. It wasn't a Higginbotham. It wasn't a Perot. It was $550,000 from their listing in Azle, Trico Electric, stunning everybody at the stock show and setting a record for the grand champion steer, $550,000. That was a previous record, by the way, that held for 3 years back in 2023, $440,000. For Snoop Dogg back then. So we're going to hear more from Cayman, but we got a chance to check in with the entire Cody family right afterwards. And 13-year-old middle schooler out of Toller, Cayman.
I can't even put it into words. I mean, $550,000 is crazy.
It is, but a very, very big million-dollar smile across every member of the Cody family, so... As they listen to us right now, we're going to hear more from them coming up in an hour on the way and just what that all means and what his plans are with over $500,000 and the very wild and woolly White Castle right there. Totally white, man. This guy was gorgeous.
Did you get to, like, hang out with White Castle?
We became friends.
I mean, did you, like, pet him and say hello? And-
also, in the coming days, we're going to find, yes, Hank FM. We got a new coworker.
Mm-hmm.
50 Cent is his name. And he is out of Stephenville.
Oh, yeah, Benny.
So we're going to get to know him a little more in the coming days. But just a fantastic banner year as you were bringing the numbers there from the stock show. And one of the numbers is an even 50. And that would be the greatness and the legendary voice that you hear here at Hank FM, Bob Tallman. Kind of snuck up on everybody, and our girl over there at NBC5 had the scoop on everything. Deborah Ferguson with the story that Bob Tallman is hanging up the mic when it comes to the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. After 50 years of announcing right there Saturday night, Championship Saturday, that was it. As Bob says, it's his switchover year, his swan song. Oh. And I'll just read the quote. He said, I've waited for this for about 8 months. He said, but I knew sooner or later that tire is going to go flat.
Oh!
He said, people just kept airing me up, and thank you. He said, when you've done something for 30, 40, 50 years like this, there comes a point and says, I don't want to step away, Bob Tallman says. I want to step up, and that's what he is going to do. And stepping up means, of course, he's got his ranch with his lovely wife out there in Parker County, and he's going to continue that, his real estate business as well. And that might be his last Fort Worth Stock Show rodeo, but he's got plenty others, about 140 other rodeos around the country, for crying out loud, with the Houston Rodeo coming up right after this. So the reins will be in the microphone, will be handed over to Garrett Yerrigan and Anthony Lucia. They'll be taking the torch from here forward. But one of the legendary voices that make that Fort Worth Stock Show so legendary, the great Bobby T. Bob Tallman, you are beloved. We thank you. And in your words, oh boy.
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Heather Lee.